Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for the show. Really appreciate your ongoing support. Keith Nimmer, all the boys down at Norrell Toyota. As you can see, we are not on the set of the Max City Morning Show. Splash and Dash have brought us to the banquet. If you don't know Splash and Dash, check them out, please and thank you. As you know, I don't introduce my guests, though, because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please reintroduce yourself to the people at home?
Sure. Hi, everyone. I'm Paige Sear, realtor with Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray.
There you go.
And that's it, pretty much.
And TV star.
I mean, one season doesn't make you a star, I think.
I think it does. Local celebrity. And then you won, too.
We won. Spoiler alert. Shoot, should we have said that first?
I don't know. Isn't it? It aired, right?
It's done now. Yeah. If you missed
it. It's out there.
Yeah.
Whatever. But how was that experience?
Oh my gosh, it was
Tell
wild.
Me all about it.
It was wild.
So where was it? Tell me, start from scratch.
Start from the beginning.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they reached out to us on our Instagram.
So they reached out to you?
Yes.
You're that big of a deal that they found you.
I mean, it's funny. Everyone's like, did you apply?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
We had no idea this was coming. We didn't believe it.
Okay.
And then they're like, do you want an interview for a competition show? We're like, okay, what's the catch? She's
right.
Like, no catch. So we did an interview over Zoom right away.
Yeah.
And then we didn't hear anything for months. We thought we bombed it.
Right.
And then we're away on vacation in Mexico. And they're like, hey, are you still interested? This is months later. And we're like, sure, when? And they're like, in like a month. And we're like, okay, we'll keep us posted.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, you're in. We need you here in 2 days.
Okay.
So we were unprepared. Hadn't even seen the first season yet.
Right.
And whisked away to Texas. So off to Texas we went.
Right. And how long? What's the duration of time that you're away for?
So we were gone for 5 weeks filming.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just had to pack up and leave for 5 weeks.
Okay.
With no notice. So thankfully we had our family and friends to kind of hold down the fort for
that's
us.
That's right.
And stressful, yeah. Grueling, long
yeah.
Hours.
Yeah.
Like it was no walk in the park.
No. So I love reality TV. It's like one of my, like, those
same,
type of shows.
Same, yeah.
I'm a huge MTV junkie to this
yeah,
day.
Yeah.
So, but I've always wondered, like, after the filming is done, like, you got to keep a secret.
Yes, we did.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, how, okay, two-part question, because I'm going to forget the other one. One, you got to keep a secret for so long.
Yeah.
Two, because you didn't fall into this category, but when you get eliminated, like, does everybody have to stay for 5 weeks? Do they get to go home?
Yeah.
What happens?
So, there was no
I'm
elimination
so excited about this page,
here.
You have no idea. Okay.
Yeah, no elimination in this show. So
okay.
There was three teams, and every single week there was a different challenge. So
right.
Week one was kitchen.
Right.
And you just win, and
points.
If you won, it'd be like $3,000.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
at the very
yeah.
End, there's a grand prize for the entire house.
Right.
So three teams. We were all there, yeah, the whole time.
Yeah.
And it had to, the NDA was intense.
I can imagine.
Like, we had to keep it a secret when we went.
Yeah.
All my clients were like, where the heck are you going? You were just on vacation.
That's right.
What do you mean you're gone for 5 weeks? It
yeah.
Was really hard to keep
yeah.
That a secret from everybody. And then we knew we had won. And then we have to come home
yeah,
and
yeah, yeah,
continue
yeah.
On with, we were just away traveling. Like,
that's right.
It was crazy.
Because the advertise, like, from when you filmed to when it was, like, aired, how long was that?
We got back mid-March, and it aired the end of June.
Wow.
And they didn't give us permission to start talking about it until like literally 10 days before it aired.
Wow.
We were like, when is this good? When can we start telling people? They're
yeah,
like, no,
yeah.
Not yet. No, not yet. And then all of a sudden they're like, hey, now. And that's when
so
we started
cool.
Seeing commercials. And yeah, lots
so
of
cool.
Secrets. Lots of secrets.
Yeah.
I don't normally enjoy lying to people. This
yeah,
was
yeah,
really,
yeah.
Really tough. Just
yeah,
want to
yeah,
put
yeah,
that
yeah.
Out there. I am
yeah.
Not good at this.
Yeah. Okay. I got a whole load of other questions, but before we talk about it, we're going to throw it to a commercial. Patchouli Rose, Carrie, please tell us all about Sun's Care.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end, And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
All right, and we're back. Okay, thank you, Carrie. Appreciate it. Love having you as a sponsor. All right, so next, your social media following because of this must have grown because, like, you're getting national attention now.
A little bit. Like, I think I went from 3,000 to 5,000. Like, nothing crazy.
Okay.
I think, you know, being in Fort McMurray, it's such a niche market up here.
That's right. Like
if I were in a bigger city, then I might get a lot more followers. But people in Calgary don't really care about an Edmonton or a Fort McMurray realtor. You know what I mean?
But your content is so much more than just, like, real estate. Like, your images that you post, like, you guys are awesome with what you guys put out there.
Yeah, I mean, my husband's page grew a little bit too, but I think he's at 1,700, and that's our Seriously Living Home Flipping page. And
that's right.
We have a really loyal following,
though.
Like, they're all real people, and we get a lot of engagement, so that's good. It's not just fake followers.
Right, that's right.
It's been authentic, and it's been cool, and I mean, we haven't become huge celebs or anything, but it's been cool to...
Hey, listen, you are a huge celeb. Like, listen... This is, I like to put positive spins on things and kind of make people, like, recognize, like, you think I'm not a huge celebrity, but, like, obviously, like, you're big enough of a deal that a television network saw the content that you were putting out. So obviously it's quality content. They wouldn't have contacted you.
I think the content we're putting out is, like,
it's good.
We really want it to be good.
That's right.
We're not just, like, walking around, like, taking bad photos with our phones. Like, we spent a lot of money on our branding and our photography and stuff. So it's glad to see it paying off.
It got national attention. Like, that's a big deal.
Yeah,
like,
that's cool.
That's
HGTV.
Huge.
Like,
yeah.
That's cool.
You got to celebrate that. I know you're so humble and you like to brag, so I'll brag for you. That is a very big deal. And I think it really goes to show, like, if you put out a good quality content and a good product that people will view. And I think it gives a lot of hope for people who do live in a small community like Fort McMurray to be like, hey, listen, you don't need to have, like, a million people following you to have really cool opportunities present themselves to you.
That's right.
So,
and I think if you just manifest it,
that's
honestly,
right.
just put it out into the universe. Like, we always said we would end up doing this, and it kind of just happened.
That's right.
We believed it hard enough that
that's
it happened.
Right. That's cool. right. So tell me a little bit about another one of your passion projects with is pets.
The animal rescue.
Yeah, so how's that going?
Oh my gosh, it's going so good. I mean, our team has grown. We are growing. We're getting more funding, which is awesome. And I think last year we saved over 100 animals. I don't know what the numbers are this year, but I mean, at any given time, we have 10 animals in our foster care system. It's going really, really well.
Are you seeing the number of animals pick up now because COVID's finished and people are like,
It's been bad,
That's horrible.
It's been sad. So a lot of COVID puppies getting returned, people that were at home, and now they're back to work, and the animal has separation anxiety and is destroying their house. And they're like, sorry, we can't deal with this, or we don't have time for this anymore.
That's
so
right.
It's heartbreaking. I would say 50% of our dogs have separation problems.
Oh, no.
So it's, and I think we're getting, you know, at least one, if not multiple, requests a day for surrenders.
Right.
So it's tough. The SPCA is full. We're full. I think rescues across Alberta are full. And, and with winter around the corner, I hate saying that, but that's when the need for us is greater because of all the animals that don't have homes.
That's
we have to go out there and get them out of the cold.
That's right.
We're getting a little nervous for what's coming up,
but
I mean, we're doing the best we can. We're volunteers and it's fosters. And right now in the summer, fosters are traveling, so we're having a hard time finding foster care.
That's
so
right.
If anyone is interested in fostering, please reach out.
Yeah.
Check out our new website. It just launched this week as well, WeBark.ca, WBARC.ca.
Okay. Cool.
New website.
So that's where you need most of the help is people who are fostering.
Yeah.
Okay.
We need more foster homes. I mean, people without pets, people without kids, people with pets. Like, we just need, like, a large assortment of homes.
Right.
Depending on the type of animal that's coming in.
Right.
Cats, dogs, all sorts.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Now, you're here today, and I didn't know you were coming until you showed up, which was a, well, like, I'm getting a lot of, like, really lovely people. Like, I have this whole gratitude campaign that I'm doing.
Yeah.
Today's video is going to be about, like, how grateful I am for, like, awesome people who just show up and surprise me, like
Love
yourself.
It. Yeah.
So, but why are you here today? Like, how do you know Roddy? Like, what's your connection with
this?
Oh,
my gosh. Well, we've been utilizing Splash and Dash services forever now. So
okay.
I'm a realtor. Yeah. I work in my car.
That's
I'm
right.
in my car just about 24/7.
Yeah.
I eat in it. I work in it. I bring clients into it. So on top of that, I also just don't have time to like drop my car off for a day. It's
That's
just
right.
not a thing.
That's
so
right.
His services are incredible because I'll just leave my keys quietly tucked away somewhere. They'll come take my car at night. And by the time I get there in the morning and wake up, it's back in my driveway and it's spotless.
That's right.
Like, they do such a good job. They put little bottles of water in there, air fresheners, like I don't know what I'd do without their services. And I'm not trying to be dramatic. Like as a realtor, my car and my setting inside of my workspace is so important to me. So for them to, you know, it's convenient for my schedule and they do such a great job. I really appreciate everything they do. So I'm here to support them. They're fantastic.
There you go. It's like such a revolutionary idea. It's so
it's
simple, but I'm just like, it's so on point.
Yep.
It's crazy, even from his little car.
Like, we're so busy. Like, Fort McMurray is the working class. And so we need our vehicles. We don't have time to just drop it off for 8 hours during the day. So for them to take it at nighttime and bring it back before you wake up, it's revolutionary.
It is.
Yeah.
So smart.
Yeah.
There's been two other people who've been on the show so far that have had, like, an idea, like, that I scratch my head. I'm like, how come nobody's ever thought about that before? And, like, good on you for, like, being that innovative in this community.
Absolutely.
Like,
really, and that little car stands out so much. You see it driving around
town.
That's
right. That's right. It has the lights on the bottom and stuff.
Great branding, great customer service. Yeah. I mean, they've nailed it.
Cool.
And
there
they're
we
killing
go.
It.
Well, listen, Paige, thank you very much for coming on the show. You need
me.
To come on more often.
Absolutely.
Before I cut you loose, though, as you know, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mic.
Sure.
The sun is providing the lights.
Oh,
the camera's there.
Day.
So
yes.
Let's hear your shameless shout out or plug.
Awesome. Well, we are accepting new buyers and sellers for the fall market. So feel free to get in touch. You can visit our website, fmhomes.ca, to sign up. We have foreclosure leads on there, too. If you're looking for a home to flip or an investment property, give us a shout. We'd be happy to help.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. Big shout out to Carrie and Patchouli Rose and Splash and Dash for making these awesome episodes happening at the banquet.
Yeah.
At the banquet. So hopefully everybody at home is having a great day and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Yeah.